Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you coverage of the Busheltown Marathon, hosted by Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, Cliff!
Oh, Kendall!
Oh, what a beautiful day it is out today here in Busheltown.
It is a beautiful day. Kendall, the sky is blue. The clouds are white.
The fat is flowing.
The fat is flowing in our booth here in Busheltown.
Is it me or did this booth get smaller?
The booth has remained the same size. Charles the contractor contends it has remained the same size. I don't know. I think it maybe is us, or either the booth and my pants have both shrank, or something else.
Yeah, it's funny that everything around me shrank at the same time. Cliff, we should probably let these listeners in on what were the booth we're talking about. It's like, what the hell are they doing? We are hosting this year the Busheltown Marathon, or as we like to call it, the Busheltown 12K.
Or
16K or whatever it is.
Well, last year, Kendall, was a 12K.
Right.
Which is, I don't know how many miles that is.
Very little.
Less than a mile.
Very little.
And just nobody signed up. The consensus was too hard. I can't maintain the speed for that long. So they shortened it a little bit. It's a 16K this year.
Mrs. Potter Butter Churn was up for hours in the committee meeting about this marathon, what to name it. They were going to call it the marathon, and they were going to call it the 12K, the 16K. Now they just deemed it the Rye Run.
It's the Rye Run, Busheltown Rye Run, because what they've done at the corner of the block down south, about a block from here, is the starting line. And right in front of our booth, we're in a glass booth here in Busheltown.
Fat booth.
This is episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. And it's also...
What is it, Cliff?
Well, it's an internet talk show, if you must know.
And what do we talk about?
Well, it's hosted by two morbidly obese men, and we talk about things such as making new friends.
Ooh. Oh, yeah,
and,
what else?
Don't go there.
No, what's one more topic?
Get over it, Kendall. Yeah. Get over
it. Get over it.
All right, but the marathon hasn't started yet. They're about to set a bushel of rye down right near in front of our booth. It's mm-hmm. the end of the line. Whoever crosses the finish line first gets the whole
crosses
bushel.
Crosses the rye.
Yeah. They're running for rye. So they're going to...
You get the gist.
Have we sold you, Busheltown? People who are listening at home, they're like, I can't get out of the house today to go see the Rye Run. I'll just tune in to the radio station and listen to those fat guys. Tell me what's happening. Do you get a mental picture of what is going on here outside of our booth?
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, but so, Mrs. Potter Butter Butcher, standing by outside. We're going to bring her in.
Good.
Because they're going to broadcast this over the loudspeakers and she's going to start the race.
All right.
All right. Come on in, Mrs. Potter Butter Butcher. Oh, dear. It's so good to see you all this beautiful day.
Welcome.
It's wonderful to see you, too.
Oh.
Well, I'm so excited to do this wonderful event. It's going to sponsor so many things here in Busheltown and help so many people. I'm very excited to be the founder of this day.
We know that you are heavily involved in the Busheltown League to prevent more obesity. And
well, dear, someone has to.
Someone has to. We're trying to get the message out that people can live a healthy life. And they're really using us as the before. And then the other people who lose weight will be the after.
Well, yeah. Hopefully that... We'll be the after soon.
Someday.
Well, dear, that is, it's a wonderful cause, and
it
I'm
is.
Happy to do it, dears. Now, I'm going to start the race. Racers are ready.
All right, they're ready.
Set.
They're set.
Go! Oh, good luck, dears.
All right.
Oh,
they...
Well, thank you, Mrs. Potter, but I'm going to turn. What did you learn, dear?
They are...
They're off now.
Okay.
This is the longest race I've ever commentated.
You know, I can't commentate enough.
They're going so slow.
You know, but we're not here to judge anybody. We're here to
celebrate. I'm just saying we're going to be here for a while.
We're going to be here for a while. Might as well have a Snickers.
But marathons, you know, originated from ancient Greece.
Did they now?
Yeah, and everybody's heard the story of how, you know, the Battle of Marathon, they ran 25 miles.
God, Kendall, not that story again.
I'm saying everybody knows that fact.
Everybody's heard that story.
Everybody knows that fact. But did you know why it became 26.2? Do you know this little tidbit? Things you should know right here.
26.2, Kendall, of course it became 26.2 to honor the age at which Christ married Mary Magdalene.
But I love
46.2 years.
I love even when you have no idea, there's a great story that comes out of it.
And that's my best guess.
No.
No, Cliff, it's 26.2 because when they had the 1908 London Olympics, they were going to have the marathon there. And it was originally 26 miles. They added a mile.
Oh, my.
And the queen wanted it to pass by her royal booth at the end, so they added 0.2.
What a bitch queen.
Oh, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. Throw up.
Oh, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. I'm so sad she just left in a fit of a blaze of glory. I barely
noticed. I'm sure she had something to do down there.
She just whooshed out. She's got to go officiate. She's got to be there to crown the winner of the rye. She's waiting. She's right across the street there waiting.
She's sitting there waiting, looking at her watch.
Got the crown, buffing it there.
Oh, Cliff, now, you know, I'm an avid marathon runner.
You're a runner, Kendall, from way back.
If it's 20 years after the marathon, can I still refer to myself as a marathon runner?
You know, in the same way I can refer to myself as a third grader, yes, yes, you can.
Well, then I'm a hell of a marathon runner these days. And, you know, the average marathon runner runs like 880 miles to train for a marathon.
Oh, my God.
I can't run 880 steps right now. I'm so enormous. I think the booth is cracking under the weight, especially on my side.
Oh, my God. I'm just glad that so far, knock wood. I don't think there's any wood in here.
No, this is all fat. Knock on fat.
Oh. But, you know, hopefully we will not get stuck in the booth like we did that one time. The one time after, I think it wasn't in New Year's a while back, we were stuck in the booth with Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turner. We were there until midnight officiating on the radio, and we just...
It was official.
It was official. We just sang a beautiful rendition of Auld Lang Syne, and the booth, it just wouldn't open. Somehow Charles the Contractor, he'd fixed the clothes part of the door latch, but not the open part of the latch. Kendall, it was dismaying.
I don't want to get in a bad mood and talk about Charles the Contractor today.
No.
On this wonderful day.
No. No one need talk about Charles the Contractor or the odor that he has left behind in here. I know it was warm when he was setting up the booth chairs this morning. I know when he was hooking up the microphone cords that he probably got hot and sweaty. But Kendall,
I had to burn this incense to get rid of it.
Did he have a dog with him that died and it's left in here? Is it a Charles the Contractor stench that's left, or is that something else that I should be concerned about?
Oh, and Cliff, that's no joke. Joke. Oh, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall.
Have I got some funny things to tell you?
Kendall, you know what I'd love to hear?
Some funny things?
Some funny things. I was thinking to myself this morning when I woke up, I just rolled over in bed and I thought to myself, good morning, Cliff. It's going to be another beautiful day. You know what? It's going to be a great day because you have to say daily affirmations.
And Cliff, I woke up and I thought, God, I'm fat still.
Oh, God.
But I got some funny things to tell Cliff.
But I want some funny things.
All right, Cliff, here's some funny things for you. Cliff, a string. Sorry, I'm from the South. A string walks into a bar with a few friends and orders a beer.
Oh, my God.
He's like, can a string get a beer around here or what?
A string?
Yeah.
This is a piece of string. A length of string.
Stay with me. You're going to love where this is going. Oh, you have no idea where this is going, right?
I really don't.
So the bartender says, I'm sorry, but we don't serve strings here. Oh, what a bitch that bartender was.
A bitch.
And Cliff, the string goes back to its table.
Oh, my God.
I love this. You're going to love it. I'm going to sell this joke before I tell it.
I'm going to love it.
He walks back to the table.
I'm going to love it, everybody.
He ties himself in a loop and goes back, messes up the top of his hair.
Oh, no.
And then walks back up to the bar and orders a beer.
Oh.
And the bartender squints at him and says, hey, aren't you a string? And the string says, nope, I'm afraid not.
Oh.
Isn't that the best joke ever?
Kendall, I'm afraid not. Kendall, two car salesmen, guess what they were doing? Kendall, everybody?
Selling cars?
They were sitting at the bar. One complained to the other, says, you know what, boy, this economy sure f***ing sucks.
Ooh,
and
it does.
If I don't sell more cars this month, I'm going to lose my f***ing ass.
Ooh.
And woo. Oh, God. As Charles the Contractor is still, is he in here?
Is he under the desk? That's what that stench is.
Is he in here? Oh my god. Kendall, but anyways, go look his f***ing ass. And it too late, he noticed a beautiful blonde sitting
blonde.
Two stools away, everybody. Ooh. And immediately, whoa, he offered apologies for his use of bad language. And she says, well, that's okay. The blonde, she replies, I have a very similar problem. If I don't sell more ass this month, I'm going to lose my fucking car.
Whoa. That's such a sad story. That's a lifetime story there.
That is a lifetime story.
Speaking of blondes.
Speaking of blondes.
A blonde goes on a hot date.
Whoa. Listen, the listeners, they are projecting what we're saying over the last figures. And I just saw two runners that just looked up. So they're interested now.
So, ooh, I gotta hear this.
Yeah.
So they're making out. They start making out in his car.
Whoa.
And the guy asks if she'd like to go into the back seat. Ooh. Cliff, and the blonde says no. And then things start getting hotter, and the guy asks again, and she says, for the last time, no. And Cliff, this guy's so frustrated, he said, well, why the hell not? Because he's like, I'm young, you're young, we're making out, things
are...
And the blonde says, because I want to stay up here with you.
We are you. Yeah.
Cliff stopped listening about 10 minutes ago. He's very busy right now. He's preparing a meal over there.
I'm looking for the source of this stench. I cannot find it. It is hither and yon.
Tell me another joke, won't you?
Kendall, are you shitting me? Did your other joke end? Did it?
See, I told you. You weren't listening.
Kendall, I'm overpowered by the odor. It is over. It is blocking every other sense,
Cliff.
Starting with hearing.
They're making out. He says, get in the back seat. She says, no. And he says, why? And he says, because I want to stay up here with you. She's blonde.
Oh,
she's an idiot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Don't just stutter. I feel like Sophie Tucker explaining the joke to you.
I will never forget it.
Kendall,
there was a man, and he met a beautiful and nice lady.
Oh, was she blonde?
Yeah, maybe. And he decided he wanted to just marry her right away.
Oh, my God. What an idiot right away.
And she said... But we don't know anything about each other. And he said, well, that's all right. And we'll learn.
That's all right.
Now, mama. Anyway, you do.
He sang a song to her.
Yeah, and he says, that's all right. We'll learn about each other as we go along. And so she consented, and they were married and went on a honeymoon to a real just nice resort, everybody. And one morning, they were lying by the pool when he got up off of his towel, climbed up to the 10-meter board, and did a 2.5... gainer and
that's what I do every morning. A 2.5 pound gainer.
A 2.5 tuck gainer. Alright, Kendall, this was followed by 3 rotations in a jackknife position where he straightened out and cut the water like a knife.
I feel like I'm there.
And Kendall, and after a few more demonstrations, he came back, laid down the towel. She says, well, that was incredible. And he says, well, you know, it's nothing. I used to be an Olympic diving champion. Gold medal, he had one in his pocket. And he says, you see, I told you, we learned more about each other as we went along. Duh. And so she got up, jumped in the pool, and started doing laps. And after about 30 laps, she climbed back out and laid down on her towel, hardly out of breath. And he said, well, that was incredible. Were you an Olympic endurance swimmer? No, she said. I was a hooker in Venice, in Italy, and I worked both sides of the Grand Canal.
Well, would you look at that? All these stories about hookers today.
You learn more as you go.
Cliff, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What did one computer say to the other?
1000100110001100100.
Have you told that one before? Okay.
Oh, was that the answer?
That was the answer.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you knew it.
No, that was what I thought.
You are a genius. These are things you should know all of a sudden.
I just put myself into the role of a computer. I thought, if I was a computer, what would I say to another computer? And it just came out.
Let me see if you can guess the next joke.
All right.
How can you tell a blonde's been using the computer?
I don't know, Kendall. How do you do it?
Well, there's whiteout all over the screen.
Oh. What a blonde.
Idiot blondes. Will they ever learn?
Will they ever learn? Kendall, what's a condom and a coffin got in common?
Oh, I don't know.
Kendall, you never believe this, but they both hold stiffs, but one is a common and one is a good one.
Oh, you were going to say I'm going to be in both of one.
Oh, Kendall, no. Who needs a coffin? Kendall, how can you tell if your husband is dead?
I got a lot of guesses, but I don't know.
Kendall, the sex is the same, but you get to use the remote. Kendall, finally, finally, everybody, finally, runners are. I'll say you can't really say runners. I'll say race participants.
This is one of the few times you can say you. Listeners in point.
You people out there, they're moseying, moseyers. What does it mean when a man is in your bed gasping for breath and calling your name?
Oh, I don't know.
Cliff. Oh gosh, everybody, it means you didn't hold the pillow down long enough.
Oh my gosh, so if you know how to tell if your wife's dead?
Oh no.
Well, the sex is the same. The dishes are piling up.
Oh no.
Sorry, it's an old misogynistic joke. I should have told it. I just wanted to compliment your joke.
Can't haven't we as a society moved past jokes like that? Come on.
No, Cliff, it's 1954, and we'll be right back. We gotta go on break. That's what we gotta do. Because Mrs. Pussybottom is signaling us, and you gotta go on break so we can go to commercial and we can thank our sponsors today, Cliff. So we're gonna go on break and we'll be right back.
Yes. Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Boy, am I hungry.
What do you want?
Maybe I'll get an apple.
An apple? Let's buy some candy.
Hold on, fellas.
Nice line.
Listen to your friend Terrell. He's got the right idea.
Yeah, you never catch an NBA player eating a candy bar for a game.
A candy bar might give you a quick boost of energy, but after 20 minutes, you'll feel run down. So let's eat smart.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And in honor of the Rye Run, here's a Cliff and Kendall parody with Run in the title. Way too long. We're so good at being the ones who eat the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the obese. Let's have a toast for the fatsoes. Let's have a toast for the lard ass. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast to the insane who eat until they're in pain. Kendall, I got a plan. Run away as fast as you can. Think I was born in a drive-thru. Can't get enough shit to eat. I gotta try everything that's new, even though it's killing me. See, I can eat me a salad, then a couple large pizzas. Then I take me a laxative, but I don't know what good it does. See, I always eat and I always eat, yeah, I always eat till it's gone. I've been eating up shit like this for way too long. We're so good at being the ones who eat the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the obese. Let's have a toast for the fatsoes. Let's have a toast for the lard ass. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast to the insane who eat until they're in pain. Kendall, I got a plan. Run away as fast as you can. Away from me, Kendall. Run away. Run away from me, Kendall. Run away. Run away from me. Stop it. Got a plan. Run away as fast as you can. Run away from me, Kendall.
Run away from me, Kendall.
Run away from me, Kendall.
Run away. This is the show.
Run away from me, Kendall. I know I got food, but run away. I'm about to get crazy.
Oh, yes.
About to eat.
as fast as you can. 24/7, 365, pizza stays on my mind. I ordered it, alright, I admit it. Now watch me eat the breadsticks that came with it. Motherfucker Papa John putting crack in his dough. I can't get that shit up my nose, covered in fat to my toes. I got blubber on, Domino's got the oven on. You say 2 for 1, then let me get my order on. Calories counting up to the sky, my fat is mountain. Got more fat left on my body than coins in a fountain. Every nook, every cranny, all over my body. Does anybody mind stopping at Arby's? I'll take 2 extra large milkshakes for me. I don't care if we're on the way to go eat. So much fat on my body, it's become its own entity. Got more fat rolls on me than feet on a centipede. I'm sorry for the food you've been handed. I know some of it came from me, and I know it did damage. Cause we're both morbidly obese. Don't know how long we can stand this. Maybe we can stop eating crazily. Also, I don't know how I'ma manage if one day you just up and leave. Yeah, I always eat, yeah, I always eat. I always eat till it's gone. I've been eating up shit like this for way too long. We're so good at being the ones who eat the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the obese. Let's have a toast for the fatsoes. Let's have a toast for the lard ass. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast to the insane who eat until they're in pain. Kendall, I got a plan. Run away as fast as you can.
Oh my God!
Oh, we're back.
Oh, Kendall,
fatter than ever.
We are fatter than ever. We
I ate 12 Butternut Rye Krispies during the break.
I did. Well, Mrs. Butter Butter Butterchurn, she brought us the brand new batch. She just ran it over here because she was still waiting it right across the street with the crown.
Still waiting.
She's waiting with the crown for the winner of the rye run. That I'm sure any time now they will be crossing that finish line, tearing it away.
You know, I think Charles the Contractor entered, and I think he's down there slobbing along because I didn't mean slobbing.
He is slobbing along.
I know, but that was rude. I mean, he's very slowly running this race.
He's slowly, well, because, you know, he walks, takes a step, hitches up his pants. Walks, takes a step, hitches up his pants.
Dropped his wrench, picked it up. I told him he should have changed before he left the studio to run this race. But anyway, Cliff, somebody has caught his eye because he is, like, trying to impress somebody, and I can only imagine who that person would be.
I can only
ask, what kind of person that would be, I mean.
I can only ask those listening. Now, to please pray for that woman that that do you see the people who are here with us in the listening to this being broadcast out the speaker, do you see that hairy man, his pants are hanging down.
That Sasquatch out there running down the street.
He's got the white tank top on. The brown one. It looks brown now. It was white at one time. It's him. Pray for that woman that he's talking to, okay? All right, so it is Charles the Contractor, and it's a beautiful day here in Bushytown. The rye run is going wonderfully.
Do you know what the record for the most marathons run consecutively is?
No.
36.5. A Belgian runner, Cliff. He was the real marathon man. He ran a marathon every single day in 2010.
Well, Kendall, that is a monument to stick-to-itiveness, and I applaud.
And I would like to say that I had a marathon of food eating every day in 2010.
Every
11,
day.
12, 13.
Charles just dropped his phone down the grate into the sewer.
Idiot.
He's reaching. I think it's farther down than his arm.
Idiot.
Oh well.
Cliff.
And now his arm is stuck in the sewer grate. Okay.
Cliff, would you rather watch him run down the street, or would you rather have a segment called Would You Rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Cliff and Kendall.
Of course.
Would you rather be with Cliff and Kendall, or with some other terrible podcast like This American Life?
Oh, Our Glass.
Our Glass. Take this, bitch. Cliff.
Yes.
Would you rather have 2 weeks of your most dreamed, like, desperately wanted vacation your entire life?
All right.
2 weeks. So, 2 weeks with me at my
house. Okay.
Or would you rather hang out with anyone in the world you wanted to? Any celebrity, any known person in the world? Which would you pick? But you have to be at your house.
At my house.
Yeah, they're staying on your... They're sleeping on your floor.
I would say... I guess I would go... I don't know. I guess I would go on a vacation, I guess. I don't know.
I would probably rather stay with some celebrity.
Who would you stay with? Because I'm thinking I would just feel so bad.
I changed
bad.
My answer because I don't know who I would stay with.
I would just feel so bad. Especially, like, what if they like me? Like, well, I'm at your stupid house.
I looked at this picture that you brought in the booth with you of Rhoda.
Yeah, I'm reading the book I Rhoda by Valerie Harper.
And
God bless her.
It was turned sideways. And I swear to God, I thought it was Tina Fey.
She's very Tina Fey. Look, she's also Madonna circa League of Their Own.
Oh,
look
at her. Yeah. It's your turn.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Kendall, would you rather? It's time for you and our listeners to make a decision. Would you rather? Kendall, would you rather?
That's what I say.
Kendall. It's okay, we're in a different setting, we're here in a glass booth, there's a gleam, it's glinting, it's sort of shining in my eyes off the belt buckle of Charles the Contractor.
Told him to wear a fucking belt!
He's trying still to get his arm out of the sewer grate, and he will eventually because the sweat will lather, and he'll be able to do it. Kendall, would you rather only be able to drink through your eye,
ooh,
or eat through anal insertion?
Well, I've already eat through anal insertion. Just because my mouth is too busy eating, too, so I have to get it in everywhere. No, I'm kidding. I would probably rather... I guess drink through my eye. That sounds really gross.
That does sound really gross, Kendall.
Well, both of them sound really gross.
Yes.
It's like sitting on your food and stuff. Okay. Cliff, would you rather... Cliff, would you rather eat a massive pile of shit?
Oh!
Or a massive pile of shit with vegetables mixed in? Which is more appetizing? You gotta think, do you want something to help break the poo taste up? Or do you want to just get it over fast and
give 100 and 9.
Again, if we will resort to our would you rather special instructions here, that
of course we'd rather die.
Circled everything in red and highlighted it. That is not an option.
Of course we'd rather die. Kendall, I'll just go with the vegetables because it'll help get you the poo back out. So. All right, Kendall, would you, speaking of poo, oddly, speaking of shit, Kendall, would you rather drink a doo-doo smoothie, a.k.a. a college chillin' feel,
that our
writers did make you drink once? Kendall, I don't know if you've ever let them live that down when they fooled you into drinking that college chillin' feel. Or doo-doo smoothie, as some people call it. Or drink a blorch smoothie.
Ooh, I hope by blorch you mean ice cream.
Oh, Kendall, by blorch. You know what I mean?
I guess blorch. Awful. But at least blorch, I know what it tastes like. Because it comes up out of my mouth when I vomit. And I've had to eat some as I had a little leftover. Not on purpose, but you know.
So you're saying...
No, I know the taste of blorch.
That your blorch tastes better than that chillin' feel that you drank. I'd rather you ask me what
that
I'd
I'm through asking you what
Me too.
Well, I'm glad you redecided what you're doing.
That's all I would rather, Kendall.
That's all I would rather ask you.
That's all I'd rather you.
I just wanted to say that Charles the Contractor has tripped and fallen. And I thought everyone deserved to know. It would be remiss of me to continue on with the show without letting our listeners know that Charles the Contractor has fallen over.
But listen, this is true Charles the Contractor. Okay, he dropped his phone.
I'm having too much fun watching him.
He tripped and he fell, but he's decided not to get back up. He's just laying there.
He has decided to follow Jesus.
He's laying there, just like propped up on an elbow, and he's found a candy bar somewhere. And she's just like,
I think he found it in the sewer.
He's just watching the race now. Okay. Oh my god! Oh my god! No, Charles the Contractor has just won the Rye Run.
Oh my god, how did that happen?
Here's what happened. He finishes candy bar. He
I guess it gave him a burst.
It gave him a burst of energy. He did not get back up. However, he just rolled right across the finish line.
He was so close.
On the ground, and now he's hoisted up the bushel of rye from Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn has crowned him. He's waving.
How wonderful.
He's waving to us.
Not a beautiful sight, but hey, Clarence.
Hey, Charles. Hey,
I don't know what he's saying.
He's walking to his truck.
He's gone. He's done. Thanks, Charles. He was supposed to fix that damn scene before he left.
No, please.
Well, we were supposed to interview the winner, but he's gone, so...
He's gone.
That's awfully sad, Cliff.
It's awfully sad.
Oh, Cliff. Oh, this music.
Oh.
All the listeners out there are crying on the parade route. Oh. On the parade route, the marathon route.
I'm going to assume they are crying about the music and not the fact that they've lost to Charles the Contractor, but...
That's really why they're crying, Cliff. If they are that sad, you know where they can go to cheer up?
Oh, yeah.
CliffandKendall.blogspot.com. Emails cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our obese, enormous fat line at 818-308-4FAT.
Yes, twitter.com/
That's it, Twitter.
Cliffandkendall. cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
That's right, that Podbean, that's where we have our old episodes.
For our archived episodes, for in case you are a prison guard at Guantanamo Bay.
In case you want to torture yourself with
300
and something episodes.
And there's a water shortage. Kendall, all men should strive to learn before they die what they are running from, and to, and why. And that was said by James Thurber, the Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Oh, so deep.
So deep.
Cliff, if you want to run, run a mile. If you want to experience a different life, run a marathon.
Oh, Kendall.
Cliff, don't you want to experience that other life? Oh, and that was Emil Zatopek.
Oh, of course it was, Kendall. I could have told you that. the ring of Zatopek. But no, Kendall, I don't want a life if it's the life that Charles the Contractor has just inherited. Don't
not,
need
it's not
it.
Not a real marathon, Cliff, okay?
Not, well, 16th case, you know. It's a blessed event anyway. I've had a great time, everybody. They've already started breaking down the finish line.
Well, I got one more quote
here
for you.
All right.
I got one more quote.
Quote us.
More bit of humanity to share with you, Cliff.
Share.
Okay, Cliff, fear is a very explosive emotion.
Oh.
But it has a short lifespan. It's the sprint. The marathon is hope.
Oh.
Isn't that beautiful, Cliff? And that was Mike Huckabee.
Yeah!
I thought it was a great quote, but I don't agree with the man.
Oh, what a Stephen pile of shit. Speaking of Stephen piles of shit, Kendall.
Uh-huh.
Mike Huckabee.
The winner of the race.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God love Charles the Contractor. At least he's not Mike Huckabee, everybody. Kendall, they've already wrapped up the finish line sign. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn is
crying.
She's crying. She's headed home.
Her carriage just pulled up, Cliff. Her buggy.
Her buggy. She's taking... It's a humane horse and buggy carriage. It's a horse that she cares for.
It's the most environmental thing.
She's got a stable. It's beautiful the way she cares for that horse.
It is.
Even when she's not here in town.
Well, Cliff, I've had a blast here commentating. Thanks, Mrs. Pussy Bottom, for letting us be on your radio station.
Rye
99.
We will see you next week.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.